Hi, you're tuned in to Conversations with Crystal. Thank you for tuning in. On this episode, we are going to discuss having your best day ever every day. So thank you for tuning in. Sit back and enjoy. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Crystal Ibarra, your host. And today we are talking about basically about routine, about waking up every single day and living your best life. We hear that all the time, right? I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. But lately, what has inspired me to share today with you, our topic is this song instead. Now, you didn't know that I was a singer, did you? But I'm going to sing for you. And it is me singing to myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. So do you ever feel like that? Like you don't know what to do with yourself and you know darn well you have like so many things that you need to be doing, but you find yourself just not knowing what to do with yourself. I cannot tell you how many things I have to get done. And I have found myself just kind of like, okay, what do I do now? What do I do now? So what do I do now? I pick up my phone and I play my stupid game on my phone. Remember the one that I've mentioned before that's therapeutic at times? Yeah, I do that. Then I find myself, you know, I mean, it's nice and it's fun and I guess it's fulfilling at times, but then my list of things to do is still there and it's still there. So we're going to talk about creating your best day ever. And I don't know if you're a fan of routine or not. I personally have been all around the world and back with my thoughts on routine. I've been, you know, a fly by the seat of my pants kind of girl. I've been, you know, live in the moment type of person, and I am that way still. I definitely appreciate the moments, but I also believe that a powerful daily routine is key to just getting what you need to get done, and it's also key to just feeling good. I don't know if it's the season, but it's winter time right now and it's gloomy outside, and lately it's been kind of rainy and it's been cloudy and cold and, you know, things like that. Even the other day it was warm, but it was just humid and just cloudy and just hazy and disgusting outside. And those are the kind of days where you just, it's really difficult. I don't know if it's the weather or what, but I don't know if it's just COVID stuff that's just got me in this little funk where I'm just exhausted, my body's achy, all of it, all of the above. So something has got to give, right? And I'll tell you, I have my best day ever when I am able to get up and follow a plan and a routine. I just love those days. So we're going to do this together. We're going to talk about a daily routine and break this down just a little bit together. I actually started this particular podcast months ago. I created it and I'm not going to lie, I screwed it all up while I was editing it. I deleted the things that I wanted to keep and I kept the things I wanted to delete. So it was a hot mess and I put that aside. And that day that I had created it, I was just having an amazing day. I had woke up, I was on routine, everything was on point, and I was feeling amazing. And I wanted to share with you all of that. Now, today, as I'm recording this, I had to really gather the energy up to do this podcast because I'm just telling you, my energy levels have been just so low lately. I don't know what it is, but I've just been very fatigued lately. You know, like I said, something has got to give. So we're going to talk about having your best day ever, every day. What is your routine like? What is your day-to-day like? Maybe you have an amazing routine where you wake up and you do things, or maybe you don't. Well, I'm just going to pretend you don't, or I'm just going to take it one step at a time and let's talk about morning routine. So I'm going to break my best day ever down to you. Now, you don't have to do these things, but we're just going to break them down for the sake of breaking it down, okay? So walk with me. Let's do this. Okay, so let's talk about your best day ever every day. Now, in a perfect world, we have our best day ever every day, but sometimes things come up, our routines get shattered. We all know the different scenarios that can come in here. But let's just go ahead and map out some things that we would want to do every day. Now, I have found that routine is quite helpful. I used to, hate routine, not like routine, and feel like I wanted to just, do whatever I wanted to do and what I felt like doing. And that's great sometimes. But if you do find yourself just not getting the things that you need to get done, it's where routine can really come in handy. And most of us work on a routine basis. And I have been all over the place with that too. I've been in a position where my schedule wasn't made until like a few days prior to the week. Or it would be made Monday morning and then I'd have to go, adhere to that schedule on Monday evening and so forth. And that can really be, drive you crazy. But you adapt to what you have going on right now. So please take into consideration what you have got going on right now. And I'm going to try to throw in some different scenarios or different alternatives, that maybe for you, but I'm going to just kind of walk through like a perfect day for me. And we're going to talk about, work days first, and then we can talk about weekends or non-work days. Now, personally, I work Monday through Friday, and then I'm off for the weekends, but, your scenario might be a little different. So please remember those things. So what, I have found also is, when I am in the routine or doing the things that I want to be doing, I have more energy. I feel better. I feel more accomplished. I just feel overall healthier. I just feel better. And lately, the reason this came up for me, of course, all of these things that I want to talk about and things that just come up from personal experience. And I feel like if I need this, then others need it too. So that's where, most of my podcast topics come from. And I'm always in a season of growth. But I'm really just trying to, get back into, more growth and into a new routine. So I'm not sure what changed. Oh, yeah, we had a new year. The holidays always change everything, too. So I don't know what it is about the holiday season. It just everything goes out the window. But it's okay. So every day, here's how I would have my best day ever every day. And we do want to wake up every day and just remember that we are the ones who have to push ourselves because no one else is going to do it for us, right? And then, of course, that we have to create our own best lives. No one else is going to create that for us. And if we allow others to dictate to us, and including, time to dictate to us what is going on, then, we're really not doing our best. We're really not doing our best to do the things that we want to be doing, that we need to be doing. Our own personal goals and strategies and things that we're needing to do is it's our own. So it's really important that we create the life that we want to live, of course. And I want to also begin with a quote that I came across, and it is a Bob Marley quote, and it says, "The greatness of a man is not how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively." So, with that in mind, we want to be on our best tracks. We want to be feeling like we're doing, we're not necessarily in control. I don't like that. But we want to be feeling like we're being intentional, that we're choosing, you know, the day, and our actions are being chosen very particularly. And if they're not, then we have to make some reflection choices and changes, right? Which we've talked about in the past as well. So my best day my perfect day would basically look like this. So your goal / homework, if you're wanting to follow along, is describe your perfect day. Now, if you want to get very technical with it and put in times and blocks and things like that, then do so. I am mindful of the time, of course, between each thing that I'd like to do. But, you know, there are certain things, like, for example, here we go. I would love to wake up every day at 5 a.m. Okay. So, of course, there are things that have to happen when we wake up, hopefully, like brushing our teeth and washing our face and, you know, stuff like that. I'm not even going to lie. I don't always brush my hair because I work from home. And, you know, so on and so forth. But I would wake up at 5 a.m., wake up with a stretch, a glass of water. I've mentioned this before. I like to place a full glass of water on my nightstand, and I drink half of it at night, and I wake up and drink the other half in the morning. And it's just really good. There's a lot of really good health benefits to waking up first thing, having some water first thing, and at night as well. Just really good for your body. So I do that. Next, I would greet the day with a smile, with just embrace the day with gratitude for another day received, and I would pray. Now, my prayer life always doesn't have a time either. I mean, I don't even think about the time when I pray. I pray until, you know, I'm ready to stop. Some days are longer than others. Some days just need more, you know, prayer. But I love, you know, getting down on my knees and just praying. Next, I would love to, this is, again, perfect day scenarios. Love to go outside, you know. Maybe at that point, I'd, you know, make sure my husband is awake. Now, he wakes up on his own every day and gets himself out the door. So don't get that twisted. But this is my perfect day. I'd love to, you know, peek at my husband, make sure he's awake, getting ready, see if there's anything I can quickly help him with. And, of course, you know, meditate. And in a perfect scenario, he would join me as well for some prayer and meditation. And I know that he also wants to change some routines and stuff. So if you're listening, babe, let's do this. So meditation outside would be amazing, with maybe some stretching. I love to do like some poses and stretching, like tree poses and warrior poses. I just love to stretch and do some yoga. And of course, some breathing exercises, and then, and you know, do some meditation, you know, just meditate, quiet my soul, quiet my heart, just quiet it all, and really let, you know, just listen. I listen for God to speak with me, because I've just spoke with God in my prayer, and now I want to hear God. I want to hear Him speak to me. I want to hear. You know, no, nothing of me. And I just want to hear God. And I just want to breathe. And I want to just fill my mind and heart and body with good, with God, with the Spirit, with great things. And you see, I'm getting all emotional just talking about that, because it's just such an amazing way to begin your day or end it. So, next, I would, at this point, probably my husband leaves the house about, I mean, he actually leaves the house pretty early, so he'd have to get up pretty early to do this too, but he leaves about 5:30 in the mornings, and he goes to work, so at this point, he's gone maybe, who knows, but coffee, I'd have some coffee or some tea. I'm a coffee and a tea lover, so depends on what I am in the mood for at that moment. Or I'd possibly have some water and get an exercise routine in. So this is where variations can come in as well. For me, I am okay with having a cup of coffee before I go for a walk. I don't really like to have coffee if I'm going to be doing some vigorous cardio, you know, running or like some Zumba or, you know, really intense cardio. I prefer maybe just to go ahead and start exercising and then have my coffee or tea afterwards. So again, variations can come in at this point. In a perfect setting, I would have a little bit of time to read at this point, to do some reading. Of course, after I pray, I do like to open up my Bible and read a few scriptures. And I didn't mention that earlier, but and I'm writing that down because I definitely like to fill myself with the scripture or part of my, you know, plan that I'm reading, you know, things like that. I think it's just important. It is important. It's important. It is the bread, right? It is our bread. So I like to do that as well. At this point, you know, you may be saying, I don't have time for all this in the morning. I have to be out the door at 7, or I have to be at work at 8, or I have to be at work at 7, or whatever it is. You do you, and your routine will be your own. I currently am working at 9 a.m. in the morning, so I have a little bit of time if I wake up at 5 to do these things. And of course, I'm not commuting currently, thank goodness, and I just, you know, I usually stroll upstairs about 8:40 or so and just kind of get ready from, you know, for my day about 8:45 or so and get on my desk and get situated. But that would be my morning. Okay. Now I've got to pause here because I want you to remember. So one thing I think I mentioned earlier that I do, I have my appointments. And if I haven't mentioned this earlier, I'm sorry. I actually recorded this twice and maybe the first time I did, I don't know, but I have a planner. I use a planner. I currently use a passion planner, which I love. Ask me about it and I'll tell you about it, but I love the passion planner. I'll make sure to link something in there with that, but I plan out my months, any appointments, deadlines, goals that I have, and these are on personal level. I plug into my planner, and these are appointments like, you know, if I have to go to therapy, if I go to, if my dog needs to go to the vet or something like that, or my kids have something going on or whatever it is. Now, also keep in mind that my children are older and they're a little bit more self-sufficient and, you know, they drive and require a little bit less of me. So it's, you know, not all about, you know, what I need to be doing for them all the time too. So my life definitely can be looking different than yours. So I do have a lot of my goals, my plans, my appointments and deadlines all in the monthly planner. And then on Sundays, I fill them in for the week. So part of my routine, once I sit down at work, at my desk, I like to sit down about 8:40, about 15, 20 minutes before I work, is opening up my planner and kind of looking at my day, looking at my week. Of course, the majority of my day is work. So, you know, at that point, I'm kind of locked in and I'm working. I'm at a desk and I'm working. And it's work. There's nothing else, just work. And then, of course, I have my lunch break. So that's where variations also can come in. And sometimes for lunch, I eat lunch. And I am not saying I don't eat because I take myself a shake upstairs at times. You know, sometimes I take a quick minute downstairs and I'll grab myself a yogurt or, you know, breakfast or oatmeal or cereal or something quick. And I eat on my desk and I work while I do that. And, you know, and that's kind of what I do. So it's not like I'm not eating during lunch. And sometimes for lunch, I eat and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I take my walk. I take my dog for a walk at lunch. I will go and run some errands. I'll kind of you know, check in with my husband. What are we having for dinner? Do I want to take out some meat? You know, things like that. That's just a perfect time to do those things and just kind of maybe run an errand or two. Now, I always have a running list of things that I need to be doing. I recently bought a very large, well, not large. This must be about, they're Post-it notes, but they're not like the little bitty ones. They're probably like a 5-inch Post-it note with the lines. So I bought a whole bunch of those recently, and I have running to-do list on those. And I love it. Because if you're like me, you have all these different things that pop into your head that you need to be doing, and you have always lots of things to be doing. So this is where, like during my lunch day, if I can decide, hey, I'm going to, you know, and sometimes I can grab a quick sandwich and make that phone call I need to make, or I need to make appointments. One of the things on my running to-do list is to take all of the pictures out of my computer because my computer is on the verge of croaking and I don't want to lose all my pictures. So that's a really big important thing for me. I'm planning something for my anniversary coming up. There's just different things that I have going on. You know, I've got to order my daughter's pictures for her senior portraits. There's just, I always have a running to-do list. So that running to-do list, I can look at my day in the evening, and we'll wait for the evening time to look at that. But you can also, I kind of stick my sticky note on my week. You know, I stick it on my week, and I'm doing that right now of my planner. And I just fill in those lunch gaps or any time that I have in the middle between with some of those to-dos. And then my to-do list keeps running and running, and it gets bigger, and some things go over and need to be top priority and skip the to-do list and just get done. So those are some things that I do. And by now you might be thinking, oh, we don't want to hear what you're doing if you even made it this far. If you've made it this far, you truly love me. No, I'm engaging you, and that's great, and I appreciate it. But if you've made it this far, thank you. But yes, this is actually my, you know, perfect day. Remember I said that you would want to create your own perfect day based on your hours of your day. Everybody wakes up differently, goes to sleep differently, but we all have these things to do. So at this point, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm working on some better routines as far as housework goes and, you know, dinner and stuff like that. And my husband and I are just really good at communicating, you know, during the day, like what are we, you know, who's cooking tonight, you know, that kind of stuff. But of course we take into consideration like, hey, you know, my husband's like, I have some, you know, some work to do on my computer or whatever it is, or I have, you know, I want to mess with my garden, or I'm going to sit outside with the neighbor, or whatever it is. We kind of can communicate those things ahead of time as well, so that we know, like, you know, the other one is doing dinner, or we're just picking up something quick, or, you know, we even ask our children, hey, do you guys want to do dinner tonight? So all these different scenarios come into play for our evening as well. And of course, one of the things that I've gotten into the habit lately is watching a little bit more TV at night, and I'm wanting to eliminate that. I've enjoyed it, and I, like I said earlier, I just don't feel as well as I want to be feeling. I mean, I'm feeling a little sluggish and tired, and I really believe it's because I'm not engaging enough and I'm not doing the thing. So I'm going to be trying this perfect day routine. I'm going to be trying my routine over the next couple of weeks, God willing, and I'm going to go from there. But at nighttime, here are some things that we could be doing. These are my, I guess my, you know, best day ever, perfect routine, perfect day routines for the evenings. So I would get off of work. I would have dinner I get off of work at 6 o'clock now. I used to get off at 7. 6 is so much better. So I would get off. I would, have dinner early as possible. Maybe by 7, be, 7:30, be done. Of course, put, dishes away, clean the kitchen. I love a clean kitchen at night because it's nothing more beautiful in the morning than waking up to a clean kitchen. So I really enjoy cleaning the kitchen at night, or my husband cleaning it, or my son cleaning it. My daughter, like, it's just really great when the kitchen is nice and clean, mopped, counters clean, everything. So that would be a perfect scenario for me. Clean kitchen. Honestly, I'd do some laundry, put it away. At this point, make sure that my bed is done. And to be quite honest with you, one thing that I think would be amazing would be to pull out my planner at this point, just to kind of get a glance at tomorrow. But to me, one of the things that I love about my planner, when I open it, magic things happen. Like my brain starts to work, and it sees my dreams and my goals and my doodles, and it sees like the things that my running list. And, at that point I could find time to do one or two things in my running list that I'm able to do. Sometimes it could even be like, I need to go to the mail or whatever, the post office or something like that, or I need to go to the grocery store. But what could I do right now? It's late. If I didn't want to go to the store or something like that, I could prepare my grocery list. I could, because, all these things, I could, prepare the things for this and just plan ahead a little bit better. And I'm working on my running to-do list a little bit better as well. It's something I've been working on since I just bought these big old stickies. But, just take a look at that to-do list. What can I do right now that, I have some time for? And then, of course, I think reading is really great. I think it's an amazing thing to read every single day. And that's something that I've been talking to my family about. One of the things I also have incorporated in my daily routine is taking my daily vitamins. I drink hot tea every day, drinking plenty of water, putting all these things in, making sure that they're getting done. They just kind of all go into the routine. I would, shower up, change, put on my pajamas, get ready for bed. And this is a perfect scenario because lately I have been going to bed so late. I mean, I've always gone to bed late, but going to bed at 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night is not going to cut it if I want to wake up and be my best self every day at 5 a.m. It's just not. So I am working on getting all these things done earlier. And believe it or not, I'm just going to have to do more things early in the morning. And, earlier in the day so that I can get to bed earlier. So I guess in a perfect scenario, I would be in bed by 10 p.m. Like, I have a little nightstand by my bed. I'd have my planner. I'd have a book, my water, or my hot tea. Yes, I'm turning into an old lady and having my little routines, but I love it. And I feel so good and rested and well when I do these things. And you'll notice that there really wasn't any time in the day for like playing on social media, jumping on my phone, things like that. Not to say those things are horrible or whatever the case is, but if you need them to be part of your life, plan those things, put them in on your to-do list, and maybe budget yourself. Now those things, yes, I think they should be budgeted with time. They could be on your list as like a 15-minute window for social media, and that can be your socialism. Like sometimes I will text my friends and family and laugh and talk. Last Saturday, I had a full day of just talking on the phone the entire day until I had a date night with my husband. But pretty much the entire day I talked to all my friends on the phone, and it was just a very social day, and I planned it that way, and I wanted to, it was just fun. It was just nice. So those things are important, but at the same time, we want them to be useful We want social media and socializing and TV to be tools, to be useful, to be, intentional, because otherwise, what happens? Like, honestly, can you sit here and say that you wake up and get on that routine and go? I lately have not. And I wake up and I have, I'll get on my phone and I'm so tired that the first thing I do is wake up and look at my social media. Like, it's ridiculous. And there's just negativity, and it could be the most positive story in the world. And you start reading it and there go the comments, and it's just not good. So I love that my perfect day really didn't incorporate that. Now, there may be some days. Now, here's where your weekends and your off days from work come in. Or let's just say, you're all about that side hustle right now. You're grinding. You're on that second or third job and you're building a business. You are, working, also, grinding, doing your thing. Now, your time is more important than anything. I know that. So you have to plan those times. When do you have time for your podcast? When do you have time for your blog? When do you have time to, coach your customers? When do you have time to make appointments, to confirm your appointments, to get tools and research and, those kind of things? All of these things are on your running to-do list. They are getting filled into the gaps of your day. Your weekends, your off time from work are filled with those things. Sometimes, and in my evenings, sometimes, like I said earlier, it can be like, hey, I have to work. Like I told my husband this evening, I'm working on my podcast. This is a weeknight. And we had dinner earlier, and somebody's down there right now cleaning the kitchen, which is amazing. I sent my family a text and said, recording, do not disturb. And everybody's respectful of that. So one thing I can say is, if you don't respect your time, nobody else is going to either. So we have got to build these little routines. And I won't really paint these big old pictures of my weekends or off days, but my routines in the mornings would pretty much look the same. And then it would probably be more of my, my house stuff, my extracurricular things, my socializing, my dates with my husband. So one thing that I also always do is create a legend of, like I mentioned last time, if you didn't listen, but go back to my podcast called Clarity and Pie. And you'll see what I was talking about as far as like your time. I have to know what type of things that I'm giving my time to. They can be work, they can be, exercise, they can be all these different things, but how big are those slices of pie per each thing? And that's where all of this comes into play. And then, am I doing these things? So, my husband and I were talking the other day, and he was like, I want to start doing this and I want to start doing that. And I'm like, you have to create your best day ever, every day. Like, we have to wake up and create our best day ever, every day. It's just so important that we are, we're just on top of that. No one else is going to do it for you. Like I said earlier, just remember what you're doing right now is going to make a difference. Like the Bob Marley quote said earlier, when you have integrity and you're being mindful and you're, and this was not what it said, but it was, more in the lines of, it said, the greatness of a man is not how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively. So when you're like doing the things and you may not even realize it, you are inspiring others to do those things too, and to be their best selves. And I shared this before, but I think that's the reason, and it's not for comparison. Like, people always say comparison is the thief of joy, but sometimes you can look at someone else and say, hey, they're doing it and I can too. And it doesn't mean that you're envious or jealous or anything like that. Or you wonder why, what do they have that you don't, but it's like, hey, I can too. And how about me? And thank you for being an encouragement, because you're doing the things and I want to do those things too. So that is my soapbox. This has gone on just quite enough. I'm ready to add a few more things to my to-do list, maybe powwow with my husband really quickly. What are some things I need to get done? I know I need to start on my taxes. There's all these things we always have to be getting done. So I will continue to write those on my running to-do list. I will continue to fill in my days. And I would encourage you, in the evening time to look at your running to-do list and maybe pick one or two that you'll be doing the next day and have at least, 3 to 5 things every day that you're doing. And I say one or two at night because you know your time. If you can fill in more and you know you're getting them done, great. But if, the next day you have one or two that are non-negotiable, you have to get done. You can start with that. And of course, as you have more time and as the day goes, you can add some more of those to-dos to your day. So keep that to-do list going. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like anything like check, check, check. But, just knowing that you're getting the stuff done, it's all about focus. It's all about being determined to just be someone that yourself can depend on. So important. I've let a lot of people down, and lately I've been very forgetful, and it just doesn't feel good. I don't want to do those things. I want to be better. I want to grow. I want to continue to be someone that I am proud of. And of course, my family and everyone else. But more than anything, I want to be happy. I want to be feeling like I'm doing my best. I want to be living on purpose and in my purpose. So, it takes time. We need to be focused. We need to be patient. Routines are not for suckers. Routines are great. They are friends. That doesn't mean one day or whatever. You can say, you can't say, today I am throwing the routines out. I'll pick them up tomorrow. I'm going to the beach. That is amazing. That is great because your to-do list should have some leisure and some relaxation. You should be plugging all those things in. It's so important. Do the things that make you happy so that you can love people, you can be your best self, and you can live your best life. You can have your best day every day, your best day ever every day. That's what we want, right? So, I appreciate you listening today. I hope that you are describing your own perfect day. If you are, please at me on Instagram at Continually Crystal. Create a hashtag conversations with Crystal. Show me your routine. Share with me. I know some of you private message me and all that kind of stuff. So, please share with me. I want to see your perfect day described. So it can be done, and I'm excited and ready to turn this day out and over to the next one. Until then, have yourself a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic day. Live your best life. Do those things. Love your people. Love them well. And have your best day ever today and every day. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.